such a different camera.
That's copyright! That's copyrighted! Stop! Stop! What is... Why?
Well, I'm saying that, don't you dare forget about how we, like, forgot to do the podcast for 2 weeks. And hit Olivia Rodrigo.
I didn't forget.
You know what? There's one kid in my class. I'm not gonna... I'm gonna call him Stick.
Oh my god, what is... Why?
If he listens to this, hi, Sticks. I'm giving a shout-out to you, and,
That's it.
Yeah. That's the only time you're gonna be able to talk about Sticks. What happens when he listens to this?
Oh, I'm gonna laugh, because then you're dead.
And I sit next to him. Oh god, I sit next to him. Wait, I sit next to him in math. You know what? I did nothing. Anyways! Oh god, I said anyways. You know what? How long has it been in the episode?
Like at least 2 weeks because we didn't do well. Technically, in upload wise, it's been 2 weeks, but in reality, it's been like one.
I feel like it's been like
no, it has been 2 weeks. Never mind,
it's been 100 weeks. Well, according to Olivia Rodrigo, it's been 2 weeks. So, you know what? Olivia Rodrigo is always right. So,
well, sorry that it's been so long, but in reality,
Chick-fil-A's better than Popeyes. Sorry.
Okay, I don't even like Chick-fil-A because it makes my stomach hurt.
Okay, well, like,
but I have to say.
Well, have you even tried Chick-fil-A before? Sorry, Sticks.
Now you're just using this opportunity to make fun of him because you know that he listens.
Well, I don't know if he actually listens. I just told him the name of the podcast.
Why now?
He probably forgot by now.
You better hope he did.
You know, I'm just not going to mention this podcast anymore.
I'm just lucky because I don't go to that school anymore, so I don't have to get beat up. Anybody has gotten beat up at that school. Oh, wait. Yes, they have. Actually, yes, they have. Oh, god. I forgot about that.
Talk about it because, like, I don't think these people want us to hear, but I don't think these people want us to talk about Sticks in school.
What do you mean? Yes, they do. Don't you guys just love school?
Don't you guys love school so much?
If you guys like school, stop listening. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, like, school's okay, I guess.
No, it's not. My school isn't. My school is filled with a bunch of stupid people.
The one person that went on top of the vending machine.
Okay, even the people who are, like, at that school and are not stupid know who I'm talking about.
Isn't that just, like, one person?
No, there are multiple stupid people. Oh, you mean one person that's not stupid? Yeah. No, I mean, I have a group.
What about that one person?
I basically made, like, a group of people that are not stupid. Or at least can be knowledgeable for a little bit.
Like, just get a piece of construction paper and... put on it the non-stupid people club and then hang it up on a classroom that isn't used, and then you can like after school hold.
I mean, there is another word that I could use for what my group is not, but I don't know if it's family friendly enough to say.
Family friendly.
We're family friendly.
I'm gonna just announce something. At gymnastics, so we get a snack break since we have a 4-hour practice. And I know if you're like Simone Biles or something, that's like not nothing for you. But for a little for a person like me,
she's not a very tall person.
Yeah, I ain't tall. We get a snack break, and one of the older girls who was on like a higher team accidentally said a curse word. And then there's
she said a curse. Oh my god.
Okay, well, she said on accident, but then the person 2 levels before below us, I'm not gonna reveal her age, but it was like she was between the ages of 5 and 10, we'll put it that way. And she was young. And she just repeated that work twice. Keep in mind that she is, like, little, and she just said this word twice.
Okay, well, in fairness, we cannot really get mad at her, because I will just say, while I was recording, I don't know if you guys remember this, because this was, like, 2 months ago or something. Some of you guys might remember. Okay, sorry if you guys just heard a bunch of video overlay. I'm looking at my channel right now. When was this? This was a couple months ago. So, a lot back, actually. This is further back than I expected. Okay. Where is it? Oh, sorry. Okay, here it is. When I played Rec Room and I used the voice chat to find a viewer, I thought it was like, it took me a while, but also, there was like a 7-year-old or something that just straight up started saying the F word. I just like start screaming it, and I'm just like, what is wrong with you? And I'm definitely not a person that can just be completely, like, safe on not swearing. Umpires in baseball.
What, that one time we played, was it Mimic?
No, people no, say that I swore. I don't think I swore.
No, Piggy. Remember when we're trying to beat that map?
Oh, yeah. I was, had I not been on a call,
you turned off your microphone for that, but like,
had I not been on a call, I would have sworn. and let's just say in my head I was swearing. We're not gonna talk about that though.
I do that too many times, like, not gonna lie.
Oh, I'm just gonna say I only started swearing when I started playing baseball with dumb umpires that don't know how to actually play the game.
Okay, maybe we should do a talk about it. You know what? We need to talk about some games.
The games.
Sounds
like we're some weird gang or something. No games.
The games. Yeah.
All right, I just want to say thank you guys for 400 subscribers.
Thank you so much. You know what? This means so much to not really me, but to Nightmare.
Why are you saying it like that, though? All right, did I announce?
I remember when you had like 6 subscribers. That was sad.
Yeah. Did I announce the movie or like the series last week?
We didn't have it last week because you're in.
No, I mean like 2 weeks ago.
Magical place in the world.
I was at Disney. You're allowed to say it. It's Disney.
It's a magical place in the world. You know where you can ride Dumbo the elephant.
I did not ride Dumbo the elephant because it is the worst ride at Disney.
It is the best ride at Disney. It's the only ride at Disney that I can ride because I am literally the height of a 3-year-old.
Okay, let's see. When was this? When was the last? Oh my god. It was literally a day. A day before I announced the project. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to announce it now. Did you even watch that stream?
Anyways, so.
Oh my god. But wait, you showed up in the live chat.
Oh wait, I did. I probably just spread like potato or something and then left. Hello, yeah, I remember when I said that, yeah, and then I left.
What? Okay, well, I want to explain it, but I really don't because I'm planning like.
Are we going to talk about it right now, or are you just?
Okay, stop talking. But I wanted to I'm gonna post a video later this week. Kind of explaining it just a little bit more. I think Soggy Pokemon and I are gonna have like a storyboard meeting or something, and I might put a little teases in that. But other than that, that's all out of the way. So the last 2 weeks have been amazing. I'm just gonna say that Pet Fighter Simulator came out. We're gonna talk about that in a little bit. A ton of YouTube Simulator X stuff, like staffs or like a brand new internet stick that technically you can get for free. A video on all that stuff coming eventually, like this week or so. I'm gonna go back to 2 weeks. So the YouTube Simulator X update, like there were two in a short period of time. Or maybe it's not that short, though. So it was, like, just a little bit of updates. We got the crafting update. I haven't really played it that much since then.
Crafting update?
What?
What do you think of the crafting update?
I thought it was pretty dumb. I don't really understand it. Like, you don't get anything special from it. It's not really worth, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, you don't get any special, like, plaques or anything. I mean, yeah. Unless you can craft plaques, but, like, you can't, as far as I know. But it's kind of stupid. I don't really care for it. I played Boba Simulator, because why the heck not? The Jetpack Jumpers game, which is Russo's, like, new game, I guess, newish game. That was pretty fun. That was a very fun game. Pretty much beat the game in, like, 30 minutes. It says less than, but in reality, the recording was, like, 36, so Game League exposed right there. The Poppy Playtime Chapter 2 teaser came out, and I'm only now realizing that that's... Okay, well, I'm stupid. I didn't realize that before. And then, the video that got me past 400, I made a video talking about the Petfire Simulator game before it came out and kind of what we knew about it. 1.4 thousand views. Technically, it's 1.3K, but it's at like 1,399 right now, so I'm counting it. But oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much for that. That video was crazy. And from that point forward, I was like, if I'm going to play Russo's game, I need to put his name in the title. That's how I get views. And I'm not even kidding. That's how I got views.
You're just using it for clout.
Pretty much. So, thanks, Russo. Thank you. Although, in fairness, I'm not going all, like... acting like I'm not taking his content, though, because I am technically giving him credit by playing his game. So yeah, just tried a bunch of videos out. I went to Disney, which we might just do a full blown bonus episode if we're feeling like it later today. Or maybe tomorrow or something. Sometime. And we'll just, like, talk about that trip. Because that was a very fun trip. So we'll just talk about that. But a lot happened at Disney. And to a point where it's like, I can't really explain it all in just one little segment. And I just did a couple more videos. I did a little leak video on Russo's video. I did not realize that even got views. And now that has an ad. Well, no. I made a video, like, saying that, like, all the videos that, like, keep on having ads on there. I made a video. I was like, listen, YouTube, you need to stop this. And then people were like, oh, well, that's how they make money. I'm like, YouTube is not short on money.
I honestly don't do YouTube for, like, money or anything
like
that.
Okay, well, if you're going to place ads on the video, at least pay us.
I casually just, like, just making fidget videos.
Okay, well, still, if they were going to place ads on your videos, at least pay us, right?
Yeah, because, like, they're using...
Yeah, like, at least pay us. Especially when you're gonna place at least two ads on there. Pay us. So, yeah. Been a great week. Great week for the channel. So, I haven't really been doing that much. I mean, there was a Pet Simulator X update that really wasn't that big. The NFT drama, which we will also talk about here today, because... Oh my god, those NFTs were... Oh my god. Those were insane. Not a good insane, just, like, ridiculous. Really stupid. So, we got all that, but yeah, not really that much. So, ThankFig, what have you been doing?
So, I've actually been doing more than normal, I guess. So, I've been roleplaying in Brookhaven this weekend. And, with my friend and her younger sister.
Yeah.
So, that was fun.
You didn't post much either, did you?
I posted a Chick-fil-A video.
That got a swear word on it.
Yeah, I deleted that, though. Oh my god, I literally had, like,
You did nothing, did you?
I had all my stuff planned out, for it. I played, so basically, Brookhaven's changed a lot over, like, for, like, the year and a half it's been on. So I played, like, an old version of Brookhaven, and I almost cried. And I know it sounds, like, super stupid. But
it does, actually. The fact that you cried at an old version of a video game. You there?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. I literally had all this stuff planned out, and now I forgot it.
I feel like there are more, memorable, like, old versions of video games, though, that I would have actually thought were, like, worth crying about, but Brookhaven was definitely not one of them on my list. Like, maybe the old Adopt Me area, maybe, I could understand, possibly.
Yeah, but still, like, if you've played it enough...
It's a very emotional time.
Yeah, and I remember. I was playing Escape the Dungeon with my cousins.
Oh my god, Escape the Dungeon, Abby.
Those are like
the worst hobbies on Roblox.
They're kind of underrated, but they're overrated at the same time.
They're not overrated or underrated because they're not good. They're all the exact same. They're just using them for money.
Oh, I guess. I mean, they're pretty okay games in general.
Are they, though?
I mean, they're fine.
Alright, whatever. Continue.
I literally had all my stuff planned out.
Okay, well, we don't have that much time left. You got, like, 10 minutes.
Let me finish up. I went to Starbucks, and I did a TikTok, and there's... So, me and my friend, we're going to say Volley Girl. So, me and Volley Girl were at Starbucks, and we're doing a TikTok, and we're outside on the patio, like, kind of near the drive-thru. And there's this one guy who is super sus. So he's probably like in his 60s.
And that made him sus?
Well, he's like an old man.
Just an old man trying to enjoy a coffee, and you're calling him.
He's in this yellow pickup truck. And basically, we're doing our TikTok, and he screamed at us, and he said, can I be in your TikTok?
Can I be in your TikTok, youngins? Is that what it sounded like?
Yeah, and then there's this other girl, she's probably like in her 20s, I don't know, she didn't look old enough to be like a mom, but like, she didn't look like a high schooler. So, she said, keep going, girls, you're doing great.
Oh, Lord, that man is creepy. Yeah.
So, I had an interesting few weeks, totally not spamming and, Nightmares messages right down below.
She was doing that, and it was annoying.
I was not doing that.
Yes, she was.
Maybe I should not say that. Never mind.
Wait, what were you about to say?
I was about to say something about, like, my city being under something, but then I was like, well, I mean, I guess I can say it. Like, my city was under a boil order for, like, a week, and so we had to use bottled water for everything.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I don't think that that's much of a... Also, that literally doesn't say anything because it's a big city, and you know it. Also, you don't really live in
this. It wasn't, like, the big city. It was, like, where I live, like, the little city.
Still, though, that's, like, a large ground to cover.
Not really.
Yeah, well, it kind of is.
They switched water companies because the new one is cheaper, supposedly, and it's not real, but, like...
There's a bunch of Nike crap on Roblox now.
Oh. Yeah, sorry.
And you can now play the game. There's a game called Nike Land. Apparently. Okay. Weird. Okay, is that it?
That's really it for me. Like, I literally had this all planned out in my head, and now that we're actually recording, like...
You forgot everything.
Today in school, we had to do, like, this math review and then check it with a group.
I didn't have school today.
We had to do this math review, and my brain was literally at 2%.
Why? Because you were like, oh, Nightmare doesn't have school today.
My math class is at 8 to 9. Why is it from 8 to 9?
Because it's an hour.
No. Like, why can't my, like, science and my math schedule switch? Science can be 8 to 9, and math can be 9 to 10. I'll have more brain power then.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm gonna make a poll that says that we can't have math at 8 o'clock.
I don't.
Why was I put into that class at 8 o'clock?
I don't, because you go to school there.
I don't wanna have my class at 8 o'clock though. I think someone else can have that class.
What? I don't know why you would. I'm so confused.
Memories moment of just confusion.
But I'm confused why you're mad. You.
I don't want to have my class at 8 o'clock.
But you go to school there, though.
Yeah, so why can't I just get, like, a different class time?
Because that. You know how the school works.
Well, yeah, but, like, switch, so, like, maybe, like, another class can go in at 8 o'clock, and then my class can be at 9.
No. No.
I think my math teacher really needs to take some consideration, because my brain does not work at 8 o'clock.
No.
Okay, no. We're done.
Okay,
well...
Well, in the next segment, we're going to be talking about the Roblox NFTs for Pet Simulator, or I guess they're not Roblox NFTs, but the Pet Simulator X NFTs that drove people mad. So, the Roblox Pet Simulator, But the Pet Simulator X NFTs probably caused the most drama any Roblox game has in a long, 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 long time. Like, a long time. So, if you don't know what an NFT is, you're lucky, because that means that you're not an idiot. Sorry if you've been purchasing NFTs for a long time, you're an idiot, okay? You're spending thousands of dollars on a picture that you could just press save as. That simple. It is that simple, and you're doing that crap. Anyways, so Pets and Their Ex was like, or I guess the guy who made it, Preston, was like, you know what, this NFT technology, it's really cool, I want to try it out. So then they announced it on Twitter, and they were giving away 12 pets that, may I just say, are also in a, in the, like, the little index thing. So to complete it, you have to have all these pets, or the, like, these NFT pets that there are only 12 of. And it got really expensive, like $100,000 expensive. You could buy a car with the amount of money that it got to. It's like, I think at one point it got so, I think that the highest one was like $50,000. And in total, he made $165,000.
I'd rather get a car, not gonna lie.
Exactly, but it's like, why? And then when people were asking him about it, this was his response. I wasn't taking morality into mind. I was just like, hold on. I don't know if it's, hold on. Maybe it's on his Twitter. Preston. Not Preston Plays. Preston Pets and Their Ex. Yep, Twitter. Okay, I found it. I'm gonna like scroll through it a little bit. Okay, so where did he go? Where is the NFT? Okay, so a bunch of just random videos that really don't matter. But where's the, that was the leak. I'm trying to find, there it is, there it is. Okay, I need to see the replies for this. But I'm just gonna say that, like, I need to see Creek Craft's replies to this. Like, he replied to this, and it was just like, wow. I mean, even Kaneko Kitten made a video called Never Seen a Roblox Game Lose This Much Respect This Fast. And it was because of this. And, like, people were just so, so mad. Because, I mean, this is a kid's game. Like, Roblox is centered to children. And he's basically telling them to spend thousands of dollars. And it's just like, what?
People shouldn't waste their money like that.
Yeah, but again, this is what they put in. Introducing Pet Simulator X NFTs. It's a cool technology, so we wanted to try it out on Roblox. To kick it off, we just dropped huge Pegasus pets. Only 12 in the world! Owners of the NFT can have their pets in the game. And I do believe that this is possibly the site, I think. Yeah, this is the site! Where you can buy them. This is actually a very well-made site, actually. It looks really clean. I'm not gonna be nice to the NFT, though. But I'm gonna... Where's the low to high? Yeah, I'm gonna put that thing from high to low. So, that is not high to low. That price high to low. Change this. What is happening? The rainbow one isn't even that expensive. Are these expensive or not? I'm so confused. But yeah, like, this is a little nuts. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm looking at the prices right now, and I'm just in disgust. A man by the name of Fishy Games purchased the Rainbow Huge Pegasus for $19,000.
Isn't that a win?
What's the cheapest one? Huh, can I, like, I'm gonna sort this. Where's the cheapest one? Last 90 days, I wanna see it cheap. Time, where, no, that's not what I want. I'm gonna look for, like, the cheapest. Anything below 10,000 will be cheap. the cheapest one is $9,806.
Why so much money?
I don't know.
Like, that's just pretty much like telling you.
It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
You're wasting your money on something that, like, what if your Roblox account got banned?
Yeah, also, may I just say, so, these are basically...
Is there a contract you, like, signed for this? Because, like, this is, like, a contract matter. Like, you're gonna spend this amount of money on something that's on a computer.
Yeah, also, may I just say, again, just save image as. Could just do that. I mean, sure, the pet looks really cool, but again, save image as. Like, is it really that hard for you to, like, get it into your head to just do that? Well, although, I am saying that, though, but also, you can't really do that with these ones, because normally NFTs are just pictures. So that's where that argument gets into, but you can't really do that with these ones. But also, on the Pet Simulator X, like, on the shop, I'm going to try to pull that up. So basically, the huge Pegasus is kind of just like the, it's kind of just like the big cat, or like the giant cat or whatever. The huge cat, that's what it's called. And basically, it's just that. Like, it has the same enchant. It's just a giant Pegasus. May I just say, how much is the huge... Hold on. Let me find it. So, it is about... Okay, people are selling them for a lot, but in reality... It is about $50 for that. But this huge Pegasus, which is basically that, sells for way more. Why? Why would you ever buy these? When you can just buy them for like $50 and they restock. It does not make any sense, and it is so stupid. And honestly, people are getting mad at Roblox. Like, they were getting mad at Roblox, so they're just like, that is ridiculous how people are able to just do that. Like, that is so stupid. And how they're not at all getting in trouble for it. They did. They most certainly did. Like, they got in big trouble. But they're not at all banned. So, like, they sort of got in trouble. Basically, they, Roblox said that they were going to look into it. So, there's a possibility they could even get banned for this.
Alright, so, Roblox is, like, semi-allowing this, but they're gonna... But before they were going to ban the use of giving gift cards for Robux.
Yeah, well, that wasn't really, like, I think it meant more scamming. I don't know, it was, like, really weird. But...
Robux really needs to, like, use their brain a little more. I mean, how did that get approved?
I don't really know. It didn't get approved by them, though.
Well, like, how were they able to get away with it for that long?
I don't really know. I think
yeah, no, it wasn't that long, but, like, still.
Well, in reality, those weren't, like, actually kind of... Those weren't actually kind of... What am I trying to say? Those were not really at the point of... Wait, what was the question? I'm, like, trying to answer, but I can't, my brain can't read this Twitter.
I kind of forgot that.
What'd you ask? I kind of forgot it. Well, still, it's, like, this is not good, and they really only realized, like, they really only brought it to their attention when, when there's like this giant like Twitter thing with Creedcraft. So and apparently Creedcraft is in the next Minecraft championships. Okay. I'm like scrolling through his Twitter trying to find the thing. Trying to find it. You have some more info on what you think it, or what, like, do you think this is at all okay or not? Thank Big.
What?
I was asking if you can give some more insight of what you think about this.
People shouldn't be spending their money like this. Use your money on useful things.
Yeah, and not NFTs that literally matter none. I'm also just gonna say I just saw the funniest thing. Creedcraft tweeted, Roblox updated their TOS to ban NFTs and I believe other items such as third-party toys with codes. Curious what's going to happen to Pet Simulator since they both sold NFTs and plushies with code attached. And then someone put in, named Sans, said, make better tweets. I'm just like, wow. Wow. And then there's some people who are like, what is an NFT? So yeah, this is definitely probably the craziest drama for a long time, and probably will be for a long time. So any final words before we wrap this segment up? Because we don't really have that much info. It's done now, but like, it's still really stupid.
Not, some people are just kind of stupid, not gonna lie.
That's it? Just people are stupid?
I'm not saying all people are stupid, but people really need to, like, figure out, like, what they're gonna use their money on. I mean, money's, like, a precious thing, and you shouldn't be, like, wasting it on an online game.
No, I will just say, Robux, yes, you could possibly be wasting money on Robux. Could be the exact same thing. But also, like, that is a much lower level of money being spent on Robux. Much lower level of money than what people were spending on that. So, yeah, that's really all we got. And we will see you guys in the next segment. Okay, guys. I guess that
we wanted to surprise y'all that this will be the season two finale. We totally did not forget.
It isn't really a surprise. I think I mentioned it last episode, but kind of forgot.
Well, like, people won't notice, right?
No, they will most definitely notice.
They won't notice at
all. Guys, it's been a fun. Like, this season has been amazing. We got the YouTube channel. We got the YouTube channel in all of season two. Well, pretty much all of it. We did that startup week, which, may I just say, I like that startup week, and we might do it again in season three if you guys want. I'm gonna look back at, like, season two right now. Like, what did we talk about?
Talked about life.
No, we did not. We did not at all talk about life. We talked about the RV battle season, like, in a season three thing. We did a bunch of, like, just random crap. We got the new. Oh, right. Actually, I forgot about this. Game League, like the name Game League itself, came to be in season two. Not really much else. I reacted to the first episode of the podcast.
Yeah, I think we should. Well, like one that we've done together.
Yeah. Well, no, I did react to it. We announced the channel. We talked about the Pokemon Go, like, whether that was COVID safe. And the new Minecraft stuff and Adopt Me. That was more like when it actually got to a point where it's like, oh. A lot of, like, just random stuff. For some reason, the YouTube reveal was something that took a long time. I don't know why that took so long.
What's your opinion on Clifford the Red... Clifford the Big Red Dog?
Stupid.
Stupid.
What's your opinion on Dumbo?
Stupid.
Stupid.
Your opinion on Peter Pan?
Stupid.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Are you recording this?
No.
Decent.
And Pokemon.
Amazing.
I want you to say stupid. Alright, what's your opinion on Brookhaven?
Decent.
Oh, you said Brookhaven was decent.
That's the best that you'll get.
Obbies.
Yeah, it depends on the obby.
If it's your obby, you love it. If it's
not really. Ooh, that scared me. We also talked about one of my little action figure things, so.
That's scary.
That's be quiet!
My mom's really wondering why I'm yelling.
Yeah. I forgot that Roblox display names were announced. Like, wow. At the middle of season two.
I remember something about season two. Remember when Roblox shut down?
That wasn't real. We didn't really talk that much about that, though.
Not really, but yesterday's
Pokemon... oh my goodness, the Pokemon Snap.
Yesterday I was on Roblox and it was being really laggy in like a weird way, and I was very scared that I was going to have another big shutdown.
Oh, actually, I just thought of an amazing time for release date of season 3.
On New Year's Eve?
No, on the anniversary of the podcast.
Oh.
On, like, the year, the 1 year anniversary.
It's been a year?
It'll have been a year and sometime in December. I gotta look back here, though, because I don't know. It won't tell me, like, exactly what day. And we gotta remember to actually schedule it that day. I need to, like, go back a ton. Okay, I found it. On the 11th of December in 2020. Wow.
2020 was so long ago.
I know. And then we had the New Year's. That was, like, the saddest episode. And we don't know why we decided to make it so sad.
It's a hard not. Oh wait.
Wait, that's copyright. That's copyright. That's copyright. We don't talk about that.
Pretend I said it. Okay.
No.
Nick always says that.
Oh yeah, and then there's the Roblox voice chat that was announced, but that was also when you weren't here. So it was like a really short episode.
Wait, was I on vacation then?
Yeah. Scott Cawthon retired during season 2, which was incredibly controversial.
Totally not your Pinterest right now.
What?
Nothing.
Oh yeah, Roblox China.
Oh yeah, that thing.
We got the Nerf thing. Adopt more dumb adopt me updates, the mythic egg, the avatar editing thing that was terrifying. Bed Wars drama. The Timmy game. There's that Pet Simulator X with like the resale stuff. That was not that long ago, but it feels like forever ago. There really wasn't that much. Oh yeah, the TOS.
Oh, the terms of service. Those dumb.
The RDC.
Don't even remind me of that.
And then really, that's it. We didn't have that much else. It's been a little bit of a weird season.
Because life is weird, so that's why it's been weird.
Well, guys, I will just say thank you all so much for the support on the channel.
Thank you guys for not giving us any support at all.
What? what? Thank you guys for actually giving us support on the channel.
If you haven't given us
okay,
support,
shut up.
Then I think you're amazing.
why are you telling them to not be nice?
The only thing, like, that's, like, it's not really related to the podcast, like, for season two, but, like, that one video you did, with the, like, apps, like, before and after, the app transformation, you the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I literally screamed in my house. It's not really mine, but, like, I live in it. I live in it for free. Like, have you ever thought about that? Like, technically, your parents let you live in their house for free.
That is true. Well, guys, I hope that you guys... Well, guys, I hope
I
that...
hope you guys did not enjoy this.
Okay, stop. Season. Stop bad-mouthing our podcast. I hope that you guys enjoyed all of season two, and we'll see
you... If you haven't enjoyed it, then you're amazing.
Why are you saying that?
I'm dumb.
Stop. And we hope that you guys enjoy season three. I don't think that we're going to start season three on the anniversary. I think that we're going to do a, like, one little upload before that, just kind of announcing season three coming back. And I think that's... That then, like, the day after that, we're gonna have the anniversary.
I'm hungry, but I don't know what to eat because it's, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. Well, guys, I hope that you guys... Why do I keep on saying that? Well, guys, I hope that you all enjoyed season
well,
two...
Well, guys, if you did not enjoy this, then...
You gotta stop.
Your face was like...
You gonna stop now? You done? You took 6 photos! Oh my god! Stop! You took, like... 38 photos. Oh my god! You have taken. You. Oh my. Stop! Stop! You. Oh my. Stop! Stop! No. No, we're done. Oh my god! You. You just took 109 photos.
Where do all those photos go?
To the text!
My camera roll.
Well, joke's on you. Oh, I hope that you guys enjoyed season two, and we will see you in December. Oh, so do you want to do one last goodbye? One last season two goodbye?
Bye! Anyways, I won't be saying anyways in season three!
So anyways, that's really good.
Let's go!
Okay. Goodbye!
Bye!